Hey, this is Mike Bobbitt. I'm a guy who used to make things, and sometimes I still do. These days, I prefer making podcasts, and I have a new one called Soundtrack to My Life. On this podcast, I talk to different creative people about the music that shaped them. Sometimes the conversations are funny, and sometimes they're just kind of sweet.
I love that Pina Colada song. Yeah, I do.
Rihanna has had a huge impact on my songwriting.
I'm diving into the ocean, finding that one fish that has the toxins, and I'm just drinking those toxins all day.
Maybe they're saying, like, you should now go forth and rock. It's like a peace be with you situation.
I also have a playlist called F Jams. One in. To it, just in case.
We danced to a jazz version of My Favorite Things.
Soundtrack to My Life. It's available exclusive on Spotify. It's a exclusive. I'm going to try to make that word take off. It's a music plus talk show, meaning I can play songs in their entirety. So think of this as an interactive playlist with some of the coolest creative people I know, and you should know too. Soundtrack to My Life, a Spotify exclusive.
Taylor Brando in the house. There he
Excuse
is.
Me.
There he is.
Is that your? Would that be your rapper name?
First of all, I don't like the first, like, just questions right off the bat. Like, I like to introduce myself. That's kind of my thing.
You turn my headphones way down.
Mm-hmm. I like to, when I come into a room, I like to, like, be an alpha and kind of, like, address the situations in the room.
Taylor Brando, like, picked the wrong fucking room then.
Well, if there's a knob. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna make sure that I'm the last person to touch that knob. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a bottle right here and I don't like where it is,
you just spill it all over the table.
You usually just spill it all over the table.
Well, I mean, my manager said I've been struggling with some sort of, like, shaking disease when I stop drinking alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
But she also said if I don't, we won't have that Oreos promotion no more. So, like, but my thing is, like, I'm always thinking about the industry. I'm always thinking.
You just
right?
don't stop.
A lot of people out here aren't thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing, honestly, like, from the bottom, like, on God, I'm just always, like, thinking.
Mm-hmm. You're the thinking rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, like, you know, it's like, you know, I try to, like, think, like, get together, collab, but, like, it's always these creative differences with other people.
That should be, like, one of your aliases is the thinker.
Yeah, Daddy. Talent Brando. Talent the Thinker Brando.
I mean, they call me that. They call me Guilty Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
They call me Grandpa Forever.
Mm-hmm.
They call me Tip Top Magoo.
Mm-hmm.
They call me Nicky the Kid, you know, every once in a while. But everybody knows my real name is
Talent Brando.
Talented Brando, if you're going to be formal.
Mm-hmm.
I started as Talented.
That's your government?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like government. Yeah, my government name. My mama named me Talented.
Mm-hmm.
And there's
Talent Ed. It's Talent Ed Brando.
Yeah.
Right. Or was it Brando?
Oh, that's funny. I forgot. This is like a comedy podcast, right? Like,
we do comedy.
You guys do, like,
no,
funny
but wasn't
jokes.
That what I thought we showed your idea was Talent Ed Brando?
Yeah. Talent Ed
Brando. But Talented is
that
actually
was just
the first
a smudge.
Name.
That was a smudge. Okay. See, these are the creative differences I'm always running into in this industry. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody does, nobody wants you to win.
Mm hmm.
Nobody wants you to
win. I care
about
your success, Talented.
I want everybody to eat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you ain't
I want people
to
eat, and I want it to be 100.
Mm-hmm. One thing I've heard about Taylor Brando, Talented Brando, is that he doesn't like taller fences. He likes longer tables. You know what I'm saying? He wants his folks to eat with him.
Yeah.
That's one thing I've heard about Talented
Brando. I make sure everybody eats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's not pulling people down. He's lifting people up.
So anyways, I got a crew about, like, 3 people.
Mm-hmm.
And
you keep your entourage tight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's me, my mom. You know, I mean, it's like she's my manager, but, like, I like to think of her like it still is my mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and, like,
your momager.
Your momager.
Yeah.
Your momager.
She's actually in the other room right now. But
she's
like,
well, Nick Kelly's probably fingering her because he's out there too.
Oh no.
Mm-hmm. Nick Kelly's probably fingering your mother right now. I'm gonna shoot you dead straight. Nick Kelly is out there, and he's probably gonna get your mom pregnant.
Who's it? I mean, like, I heard that kid used to rap and he was pretty good, but, like, what my thing is, and I'm gonna say this again, is that I'm always like,
thinking.
No, but, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, other people are just, like, putting it out and, like, doing it, but, like, I'm sitting there like this, like, with my eyes in the sky,
yeah,
and I'm like, okay, what not, you know, I gotta like say, what happens now
with me, you're looking at all the angles.
If I'm talking, I'm not really thinking. Yeah. And if I'm not talking, I'm probably not even thinking.
Yeah.
So for me, it's hard for me to get my head wrapped around someone who's always thinking.
Yeah. Like yeah. Alan said, mm-hmm. Alan mm-hmm. over here, he
that's
said,
Alex.
He said, I'm looking at all the angels and that's what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, mm-hmm. I'm just looking at all the angels.
Mm-hmm. I think, yeah.
And my blessing. And honestly, I've been blessed with God
mm-hmm.
because.
You've been blessed with him?
I've been blessed on him.
You blessed on God?
He blessed me inside.
Mm. He blessed inside you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Honestly, the creative differences amongst the industry is
between you and God?
It's the only thing that pulled me away from God.
Oh, really?
It's like these people testing me, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like mm-hmm. talking about, like, I don't want you to be on my song.
Yeah.
I don't want, I call Love Kendrick all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, me and him go way back.
Mm-hmm.
K-Dog.
Mm-hmm. We had Kendrick on recently. No, wait, no, never mind. We didn't.
It must be hard when all you want is the industry to bless you on your chest.
I mean, if I'm.
To bless on your chest,
mm-hmm.
bless all over it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean it would be nice. Yeah, you know I don't like to be that type of person that's always begging and shit. But like that would be nice to get blessed all over my chest. Like yeah,
if it's a little bit hit your chin, like if they your feet maybe
like a little bless gets in your beard.
Mm-hmm. Your little blessing in your beard.
Honestly, they can bless whatever they want.
Mm-hmm. You just want to stay blessed.
I just want blessed.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. I don't want that, like, haters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's my thing. It's like a lot of people are afraid of success. Mm-hmm. Success.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, you're just a blessed dump. That's all you mm-hmm. are.
You are.
I just get dumped blessings on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just
blessing after blessing after mm-hmm. blessing.
Right mm-hmm. now, I'm just like walking around just trying to get blessed on.
Face the ceiling, getting blessed as much as possible.
And I dress a certain way so I get blessed. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I try to get blessed when I'm out in mm-hmm. public. I try to look my best.
Mm-hmm.
And
are you rapping right now? Or is this just natural? This is just natural.
This is just natural.
That's talented. Honestly, Brando like right
when I say I'm always
talented, Brando.
I'm always thinking, though.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that.
I'm thinking right now. You know what I'm thinking about?
What?
This new rhyme.
What's your new rhyme?
But no, I can't. You know, I can't disclose it.
Why don't you bless us with
it? This is like what's it called? Breakfast.
This is a lot like
Breakfast Club.
This is like the lunch or lunch with Sway or
yeah,
lunch
with Sway. Yeah. Me and the Breakfast Club got a complicated relationship. You know, a lot of creative differences there.
We can be your Breakfast Club.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I'm not really the type to like, you know, just jump ship because me and them have a deep relationship.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But creative differences has pulled you guys apart. Yeah. Were they not dumping blessings all over your face in genitals?
Well, I've never been on there technically.
Oh.
But I've emailed
relationship-wise,
yeah. I got a few spam mails. I thought,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it was actually DJ Jazzy, whatever.
Mm-hmm. DJ,
yeah.
DJ Khaled.
Yeah.
DJ Spooks.
So we were gonna collaborate, but turns out a couple creative differences.
Okay, you want to go check on Nick and see if he's okay with your mom?
No,
you gotta bring your mom here.
No, I think we're having a good having a good interview right now.
Yeah, okay. that Nick kid out there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude, you know what he told me? He said when you go in there, the ball guy doesn't like when bits go too long.
Mm.
He said that. He said, and I don't even know what bits like. Is
he
talking
does.
About?
He does get nervous sometimes. He starts to feel like he's not gonna be able to keep the bit going, mm-hmm. so he wants to bail on it real mm-hmm. quick. But if he just stays in it, he could find another level.
Yeah.
But he also said that, Nick, he also said mm-hmm. that sometimes you could ruin an entire podcast by doing a stupid-ass bit if it's running dry.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't even know what those words mean.
That's when you got to just trust your co-hosts, that they'll have something, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyways, man, like, you know, I've been reaching out. I've been trying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's a struggle. I mean, I got a lot of soldiers.
I thought you said you only had three.
Well, I mean, when I say three, I mean, that's like the biblical three.
Oh, like it was like three generals and a bunch of soldiers.
You know Kendrick Lamar?
Not personally.
How he says something and then like it doesn't mean that thing? That's what I'm doing, kind of. So like I'm always thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always thinking and mm-hmm. I'm always doing things that like, if I say three, I might need four.
Yeah. What would you say if there's one thing that you do a lot or constantly even?
Think.
That's what you... Wow. Okay.
Sorry. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That just came out of my mouth.
What's one thing that you do... thinking aside, what's one thing that Talon Brando likes to do, let's say, second most in life?
Yeah, like for fun. Like, what does Talon
Brando do for fun?
I just learned this word the other day, and hold on, it might take me a second, but contemplate.
Oh, okay.
Contemplate.
So just a different type of thinking.
Yeah. Oh, is that what that means?
That's
similar to thinking.
Yeah. Somebody told me
it's
I'm a
like
big,
adjacent to thinking.
I like to contemplate.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Those are my two things. Like I said.
So when you're not doing work thinking, you're relaxing, contemplating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, when I can relax, I can't. You know, I mean, my head's always moving. That's the thing.
I got a question. Does Talent Brando wonder?
Like the bread?
No. Does he just wonder?
Yeah. It's like a third type of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, PB. What wonder me?
Oh, yeah. No, I wander a lot. Mm-hmm. I wander. I look at the trees. We were just out on that boat. You guys were nice enough to take me out on your boat. And I was wondering, like, how old is that tree? You know, mm-hmm. like, I'm always thinking.
Yeah.
So I'm always thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So right there, you were wondering.
You were wondering.
Yeah, I'm always wondering. Mm-hmm. I was wondering. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm always wondering.
Yeah, I think that wonder might be a thing I'm doing right now. Like, I think, because I don't think, you know, I was talking about how I don't think as much.
Yeah.
I think I wonder a lot.
Yeah.
What do you wonder about?
Prayer. I wonder about prayer, whether that's the something that I should be doing. You know what I mean? Should I be praying?
Yeah.
That this.
I mean, what does your heart say?
Wonder more.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't about me. This is about Talon Brando. Yeah. I just wanted to kind of put my own two cents.
Well, I mean, there's room for growth for everybody here.
I guess you're right.
I prayed the other day.
What about?
I guess sign.
Did you get a sign?
I guess sign.
That he gets signed.
Oh, did you get signed?
Yeah.
Oh.
Who do you want to get signed by?
Honestly, I was reaching out to Tupac's people. I mean, sorry. Yo, you're going to cut this out. Like,
yeah, we can
this
play. Is like we'll Vlad be, we'll TV that, and
shit.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you're not going to put that out, right?
Mm-hmm. No, we wouldn't
like,
put that
that's
out.
Some, like, deep hip-hop shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so, like,
you reach out to Suge Knight?
Well, you know, Jamaica. We've been reaching out to this guy out in Jamaica wants to fund me because he just feels...
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that I'm speaking the truth. No creative differences so far.
Mm-hmm.
What they said was I just got to send a cashier's check.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I send that $200,000 cashier's
check. How did they reach? Like, how did you get in touch with this guy?
The Instagram, his handle was like 0245 user something rather, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Something like that. And he was like, yo, I love your mixtape. Right.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Whoa! How you even get that?" Because my shit's leaking mm-hmm. all the time. My shit's always leaking.
Yeah, that's one thing. I think that's like probably the fourth thing you do.
Yeah, yeah.
When you think, you contemplate, you wonder, and you leak.
I mean, you're like the White House.
And
more like a rotten ass diaper. You know what I mean? Like a leaky diaper.
Yeah, I'm gonna take that as like a funky. You're saying
yeah,
I'm funky.
Yeah, you're funky.
I'm gonna take that like that.
Yeah, you should. That's how I meant it.
That's how I'm going to take
he's
it.
He's saying you got a thick drip.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I'm thinking. I'm going to be thinking about that tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Why? Don't think nothing. Just contemplate it some other time and then reach back out and wonder.
Anyways, man. Honestly, like, if you guys aren't going to, like, do your fucking homework,
mm-hmm.
I don't even know if I can do this interview no more.
All right.
Well, I mean, we tried to do our homework, but when we Googled you, like, nothing came up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know... So look, my shit leaks, right?
Yeah.
And like I said, I only got three people working. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure it's Jennifer.
You think so?
You think it's Jennifer blocking you on the internet?
No, she's like just like everything I record, she's putting it out there.
Well, but we couldn't find anything.
Yeah.
Like but we were trying to do our homework.
Is it at
like,
Jennifer? Like
she's
is her IG
under
at Jennifer?
My other name.
Oh, what's your other name?
Pseudo the Musician.
Pseudo the Musician?
Mm-hmm. All right.
We'll check that out. All right,
we'll check that out after the show.
It was nice of you and your mom to stop by, for real. I'm glad you guys, you have to be White Lake's hottest fucking,
Sorry, man, I didn't even hear what you said.
Fentcore, dude.
Fentcore. I was always thinking? Yeah.
I don't know.
So, like, yeah.
What were you thinking about right there?
Honestly, a couple bars.
Mm. Oh, word?
Yeah.
Can you drop them on us?
About your bitch ass.
About my bitch ass?
Yeah.
Dang, dude. I don't even want to hear those bars, but I kind of do.
Yeah, man.
Can you spit them?
Yeah, I mean, if you really want it.
No, he's putting the glasses on.
Damn.
If you really,
physical
really
bit.
Want it.
Alex hates that.
If you really want it. Yo, the energy of this song is all dependent on my mood. These dudes false. You know that I'm the truth. Motherfucking made me go to school. I flip my dick in sweatpants or lipstick. I walk across the room. I take the piece of chalk, then I broke it in two.
Ooh.
Hawking and spew. Hawk. to. Yeah. Damn. Logging to a feminist blog and then I'm posting a nude. Mm-hmm. I get off on doing shit I ain't supposed to do. Like rubbing salt inside an open wound. I'm always thinking. I'm always thinking.
Dang,
I'm always thinking. Yo, y'all, my manager's telling me I gotta get out of here, man. So,
yeah.
Yo, you know what it is. I'm always thinking of Talon Brando.
Thank you, Talon Brando. Look at my eyes right now. Dang, Fentcore. Fentcore.
Yeah, you
thank
know,
you, Talon.
It is what it is. Damn, it is what it might
he
be.
Got, like, after that rap, he got some dark-ass circles around his eyes.
Yo, thank you, Alan. I appreciate mm-hmm. that, Alan. That's mm-hmm. so nice of you, Alan. And see you, James.
Yes, sir.
All right, guys.
All right. Thank you, Talon, too. Right, man. Nice work. That dude's fucking insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I like that Fentcore, dude. He's got bars.
I mean, it's funny that Nick found this guy and then Nick wasn't here for any of the fucking interview, though.
Well, I'm glad he's back now.
Yeah.
Yeah, was his mom.
I'm just glad that when he came back, he didn't spill anything.
I know. Was Talented Brando's mother out there?
Oh.
She seems like, is she a big girl?
I'm just like, you know, you ever feel like your thighs have no more energy
mm-hmm.
in them?
Mm-hmm.
I'm very familiar with that, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you'd almost collapse because it's like... Like, there's nothing left of your manhood inside of you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's no equilibrium.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's that about? I mean, and yeah, shoot, the lady, oh, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah, Talon, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's a nice boy.
Yeah.
He called me dad for some reason on the way out, but.
Word?
Yeah, I mean, that's I thought
not,
he.
He's way too.
He might have, yeah.
I'd be careful. He's probably looking for money.
I mean, yeah. Hey.
That motherfucker thinks a lot.
Yeah, he does. I know that. Three different types of
three
thinking.
Three types of yeah. thinking, and then, yeah. He's a. Seems kind of like a piece of shit.
I saw a honestly. Question mark over his head the other day.
Did you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just a thought. Just a thought.
I hated him, honestly, yeah. when I saw him.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I fucked his mother.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I knew he was out there fucking her, dude.
Yeah.
I knew he was out there fucking
and her. And I knew that Alex would think that the cushions were off the couch because of his dogs.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. It's because he was getting balls deep yeah. in the Brando bitches.
I did piss on her, though. So.
Yeah. I'm sorry, the dogs will piss over it.
Uh-huh.
I would piss on somebody if they were really, really hot.
Yeah.
I'd do it if they were really, really cold.
Yeah, you got to warm them up.
You got to warm them up.
If they're hot already, you're just going to make them even hotter.
Yeah, that won't do any good.
I like the pun.
I'd do it if they're on fire.
What I'm trying to say is I wouldn't piss on an ugly-looking person. You know why?
Because
they feel like they have to.
Yeah.
They feel like they
have
to
take
it.
Yeah. What about like in a shower? You never piss on nobody in a shower?
Oh, on the leg as a joke, yeah.
Yeah, that's fun.
But, like, I'd have to be in a really, like, somebody would have, like, I'd have to have, I don't know. I don't think I'd be that sadistic ever, but to, like, actually want to piss on somebody.
Yeah, what if they want it, though?
Then I.
You have to. You have to.
Then I have to try.
Like, yeah, what if they brought it up? Like, what if they were the ones that breached the subject?
Oh, easy.
Like, if they were like, I want you to piss on
you
me.
You probably, yes. Most likely, I would easily go do that.
Let's say Ari tonight is like, hey, is there any way we could lay down something?
You mean the mother of my children?
I mean, yeah, the mother of your children. Let's say Ari tonight. What was she wearing today, by the way? Did she wear just her regular work outfit?
No, she wasn't wearing anything good.
Okay.
No.
Let's say you get home tonight and she has like just tarps laid out all over the place and she's like, look honey, there's been something I've been thinking about for a long time. Mm-hmm. I'm finally ready to broach the subject. Will you put these rubber socks on and piss on me in our living room? Would you do it?
I'd say no rubber socks.
Well, but you don't want to get on your feet, you might slip and fall.
No, she's giving you the rubber socks.
You're getting the rubber socks.
I don't want no I'm
that's
saying
part of her thing. It's part of what she needs. It's part of her kink.
Oh, if that's what she needs.
Yeah, she's like, I need you to wear these rubber socks, they're knee highs. And I need you to be butt naked otherwise. And
yeah,
I need you to piss on me.
Like, that's what, like she gives you a gimp suit that covers your entire body except for your dick and your balls.
Right.
No, dude, that's excessive. She wouldn't, with all the tarp that she just had to buy, she's probably just got you some rubber stockings.
Yeah.
I'm thinking knee high, rubber latex. Yeah.
Well, they have waterproof bed sheets now.
Yeah, but that's not what she wants, dude. That's not her kink. She wants them in fucking rolled up rubber. She wants to get pissed on tarps in the living room.
Honestly, what I would say to her is I'd say, this is a little awkward. I appreciate what you did.
Mm-hmm.
You put it all, you taped it up. Mm-hmm. We can leave it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just go to bed tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're going to not like, I ate a bunch of asparagus.
Yeah.
This morning.
Mm-hmm.
For breakfast, I heard it's good for antioxidants and all that. And it's not a good day for me.
Yeah.
I had like 4 cups of coffee today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to sting. Yeah. It's going to sting if I hit you with this. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I had some Tang, actually.
Yeah, I actually had some Tang, some orange Tang, the spaceship shit.
With the monkey on, it was still on the label. And the back said, best if used by 1997.
But yeah.
I don't think Tango's bad, dude.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I think that's why they gave it the space, space men.
Astronauts, I think is what you were looking for.
Space. The sun got to him.
I think it was the pre-roll.
Yeah. That might have done it too. Hell yeah. Out.
I like High Alex. I like him better.
Oh, yeah.
He's not so political all the time. No, I know, dude. Didn't even mention the fact that we're at war once. Mm-mm.
I haven't been watching anything on
we
that.
We can't be at war. Congress
is too fucking depressing.
You know what we did, right?
I mean, I know what we did, but yeah. I'm not watching any actual like news on it. I just don't want to fucking know. I'm just like, yeah, whatever.
We're
yeah.
fucking numb.
They're trying to... It's all going to plan. They're doing... Turn on Fox News, dude. They're talking about Iran, comma, who says death to America... Yep. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's they're doing
they've
it.
Been doing that since 1979.
Yeah.
It's so fucking gross, dude.
And a lot of people that like Trump better fucking back down on their opinion, because that's one thing that everybody was, you know, he wasn't a war guy.
Yeah, right? But they're not going to care.
Some people, I think this one will.
He'll lose some, but some like there's like 20% of the country that will follow him no matter what he fucking does.
Yep.
Yeah. And it is impressive what we did. Flew from freaking...
where? Saudi Arabia to Iran?
Missouri. It was one flight. They didn't land. They refueled midair, middle of the night. It was like 6 p.m. at their place.
No
bombed
shit.
A bunch of places. Not one shot was fired towards us. And we got and they just got home like recently. And yeah, that's cool in a gay way, but like also that's not fucking cool at all.
No, dude, you should have said an 18 when I say fucking gay way, seals.
I didn't mean to look at you, Alex. But like I mean like that's cool in like the stupid like deep down American pride of like dude, yeah, that's cool, we can do that.
Sending 50 Michigan militia guys to take care of it and see how that goes.
Why are we doing this at all? Why are we in another fucking country?
Because the military-industrial complex runs everything.
Iran has a lot of oil, and Israel wants it.
Yeah, that's valid,
and too. Israel's our 53rd state.
Wow. Yeah. Well, Israel will eventually be stronger than us, and then they will swallow us. They are about to expand into... I mean, they're about to finish expanding into Palestine. They're going to end up in Lebanon. They're going to end up in Syria. And if this war goes how they think it's going to go, they're going to have Iran as well. That'll be a very large chunk of the Middle East.
You think Israel's going to be a really weird-looking shape?
I don't think they're going to stop. I think they're going to just keep fucking... They're going to keep trying to get bigger and bigger. They're going to try to take up that entire fucking region.
Can you bet on this?
Probably.
Probably. I'm willing to put some action on it.
I bet they get one thing nearby touching. But I don't know.
Well, Lebanon, or yeah, Libya's touching. Iran's, isn't Libya is not, touching?
This I have no idea, is it?
Well, I don't know.
Oh,
I think Egypt is touching. Egypt is. I don't know if Libya is, unless there's like a little strip right next to Egypt.
Is Iran? They're not touching.
I think they do.
I guess that would make sense. What else touches Israel? We could probably pull up a map, but we don't do that on the show.
You got the news behind you right now, Alex, and it's live from Iran. Hey, wait a minute. Is that Ian?
Oh, is Ian there?
Ian?
I knew he was overseas. I don't know if he's in Iran.
Could you imagine? Turn on the news and
he is the one that would end up like, you'll see him walking through Iran just, with a beer in his hand.
He's just walking through. Kind of lost. He's walking through with a battle axe.
Right. Yeah. No, dude, he'd be just lost.
Yeah.
He was kind of walking through with a big, huge beer.
Yeah.
Or cider and a fucking blunt hanging out of his mouth. He looked so confused. Just staring at everybody like, what?
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 Just ready to start a fight over nothing while war is going on.
Yeah, start a fight independent of the war.
Beating the shit out of journalists.
Mid-war.
Like the fight has nothing to do with the war. He's just... somebody during the war just looked at him wrong.
That's the way.
That's funny. When Ian says he's in Europe, do we confirm these things? Do we ever see pictures?
He sent me a picture of the Berlin Wall. The whole thing. It's still up, apparently.
Does it have google.com at the bottom left of the picture?
No, he didn't send me any pictures.
No, I'm believing.
He said he was in... He sent me a picture.
Who put the Berlin Wall up? Like, who built that?
Germany and Russia.
They built it together.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that was the one thing that they agreed on?
No, it was Eastern Germany. So, it was East Germany was where the Russians stayed.
Yeah.
And they built that wall.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, it cut off everything from the West Germany, which was American
control. So, it was the communists that built it. And it's still standing.
No, only chunks of it. Yeah. But it'd take a lot of sledgehammers,
Were you bragging or talking shit?
Yeah, he's bragging. They still have a shitload of, like, the palsters that held it up.
I'm just saying, the Great Wall of China, that's still standing.
Yeah, the communists did that.
Slaves.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, communists are master wall builders. Trump should take some notes.
Mm-hmm. That's valid. I don't think that... I wonder, my whole thing with like Ian in Europe is if people see him and are like, what in the fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
What in the fuck?
In Germany, I think they wouldn't. I don't think they'd bat an eye. Maybe not.
And in Poland, he's probably okay.
Because like Germans have some like pretty gnarly fucking fetish shit.
Yeah, when he stepped off in Amsterdam, though, all those fucking weird Dutch people. Like, oh, yeah. What in the motherfuck is
that? He may have had a little bit of gravity there.
Yeah.
But Germany, though, I doubt it. Because they've got all those like weird fetish fucking clubs and shit.
Yeah, that's true.
In certain African countries, he's considered a god.
I wouldn't doubt that.
Could you imagine Ian coming through the bushes and seeing him for the first time?
Just
seeing
in a loincloth. Something
like Ian for the first time. In a loincloth, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's like, hey, what's up? Mm-hmm.
It's the Lion King song when he steps through the bushes.
Which one? And he turns off his Bluetooth. Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, he'd be a good god, like Apocalypse.
He'd be a good deity,
Colonel Kurtz.
Yeah. He'd be a good Colonel Kurtz.
Yeah,
he'd run shit, dude. I'd be on Team Ian.
He could go rogue easily.
Oh yeah, dude. No, not that easy.
He could have been in the military easily. That kid.
Yeah.
That kid Ian, we know.
No, he doesn't have the discipline.
Yeah, you're right. He would have got.
He has the discipline. He doesn't. He can't take orders though. No. The second they started telling him what to do, he would fucking lose it. Yeah.
He'd lose it, and he'd be out in about 7 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I bet you'd make it through basic all, probably.
Maybe.
Or be fucking like...
I don't know, man, because day one, they're like fucking with you in basic.
Yeah, and he'd be tossing people.
Yeah.
Iran's talking to Russia, too.
Yeah, and China.
Yikes-a-daisies.
China.
Yeah, that's not cool, huh?
No.
I'm not too cool to protest war, I decided.
Really? I mean, it's too late. We're already fucking cooked. Like, we're cooked. Like, we're not coming out of this. This is going to be the last war.
Oh, boy.
I don't mean that like we're going to get bombed and this is all going to go down to ashes. I'm just saying, economically, we're done. We're not the fucking big dogs anymore. Like, we're not coming out of this one.
What about Barry Bonds and shit in America?
No. Nope. Yeah. China's
4th of July baseball.
This war is going to officially make China the big dog.
Applebee's.
Nope. Those are all closing. They're all going to get boards on their fucking windows.
I got a good one for you. Ariana thought his name was Netton. Last name Yahoo. Mr. Yahoo. hey, look at Timmy freaking silly.
Look at Jim Yahoo over here. This fucking guy.
What Yahoo. A Yahoo.
Oh, fucking Yahoo. How the fuck did this guy get elected?
Look at Tom Goofball over here.
Mm-hmm.
Netanyahu.
fucking guy.
So that's a little moment.
That's
of,
a good before start. The little levity.
Hit us.
Yeah, yeah, a little levity.
They attacked us back. We've heard this.
Oh yeah, they fired
on the boat all day.
Yeah, they fired.
No, I was on my boat all day, but I was working.
They at Qatar. They fired some.
I heard that. Yeah,
some like rockets some at our bases and didn't hit us.
I feel like he called Trump before. Like, I'm going to send
a few things symbolic.
Well, I did see one thing, and didn't they drop, like, a bunker buster on Iran?
Yeah.
And from what I heard, I mean, it did damage, but it didn't really do what they wanted it to do, which was, like, fuck up their infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're still fucking moving. Fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't fuck their operation up.
Right.
Like, it just fucked up the site.
Right.
But, like, they're still moving along.
Yeah. It's fucking
Do you
great.
Think they should be allowed to have nuclear weapons?
If I was them, I would be doing everything I could to get a nuclear weapon right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they had a nuclear weapon...
That's not what I asked you, but that's a good...
If they had a nuclear weapon, this war wouldn't have happened.
Mm-hmm. Because they'd just drop that motherfucker on...
Well, we wouldn't attack them because we would be afraid of that.
Yeah.
Like, that's the reason why we don't fuck with Pakistan. Like...
India.
That's the reason nobody fucks with Israel, because Israel has nukes.
India, China.
Like, the only reason we don't fuck with those countries is because they have nukes.
The only reason Israel hasn't nuked Palestine is it's Israel.
North Korea. Mm-hmm. The only reason we haven't fucked with North Korea is because they have nukes.
I think I smell a nuke coming.
Yeah. I think he's going to drop one.
Everything seems like it's going to this weird plan right now.
Yeah.
That seems see-through. I'm turning on, like recently, I got YouTube TV, so I watch CNN and then Fox and then CNN and Fox back and forth. And it's like Fox is just like...
Well, the question is...
It's not good.
The question is, where is he going to drop a nuke? Because no one... This war is not popular. Like, no one wants this shit. And he's not going to back down. So he's going to have to do something to make people want to go to this war. Like,
so does he drop that nuke in fucking Vegas?
I don't know. He could and say, oh, it was Iran. They stole... Mm-hmm. China gave Iran a nuke and they dropped it on us.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you were saying? And John just read your mind?
Yeah.
Wow.
We've been podcasting together for a long time.
I mean, the only reason the fucking war in Iraq happened is because of 9/11. So he didn't do a 9/11 this time. He just tried to go to war, and it's not fucking working. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to do a 9/11 before you go to war.
You got to do one. You got to do a 9/11.
So he's going to try to retroactively do a 9/11, and 9/11 was, like, one of the most horrific things. So he's going to have to up the ante from that. So what's that going to be? A nuke on something in our country?
West Bloomfield, Michigan.
He would do Detroit.
Well, yeah, because he doesn't fucking think there's anything here.
Mm-mm.
He would think he's just bombing wasteland.
Yeah. He said...
Wasteland and black people.
Yeah. If there's any retaliation, we will retaliate much worse and way easier.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So he's going to do something here to make it look like they hit us.
A false flag operation.
Yeah, so that he... I didn't want to use the terminology, but...
Maybe.
He'll do a false flag here in the U.S. so that he can justify lobbing a couple nukes in their direction.
Mm-hmm. We need a John Wilkes Booth. What if, like, Tom Cruise killed Trump?
Oh, that'd be fucking sweet.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, at a UFC event.
And he swung down from a banister and
like,
said something.
Dressed like Sting.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He has to do it like at a UFC event because that's the new play.
That's the new.
So I mean, you know he's gonna be there.
but it's Tom Cruise, but he's dressed as Sting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, dude. Black Crow Sting.
Yeah.
Not police.
No.
Yeah.
Well, no, there was early Sting, who was like basically the ultimate warrior.
Yeah.
But I want Black Crow Sting.
You want the Crow Sting.
Yeah, I want Black Crow Sting.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You want Leather Sting.
Yeah. With the baseball bat.
I'm fine with any Sting.
Honestly, I'd be okay with any Sting doing it, as long as it's Tom Cruise.
Yeah, bee sting, if he came down dressed like a bee.
Yeah, if he came down dressed as a bee, I mean, yeah. I think it'd be cute. People like, oh my God, what you doing?
What about the bee from that, Blind Melon song?
Is that could be that bee girl.
Yeah,
he's dressed as a bee girl.
Yeah.
And he comes floating down, everyone's just like, oh my God, and that's the, talk about a false flag, and all of a sudden he hits him with a blow dart in the fucking neck.
Or what
that,
if
that blow dart has a little nuclear tip on it?
What if the stinger on the costume is just like a legit fucking blade?
Oh, that'd be dope.
And he just comes down on a zip line, and the blade just goes right through his chest.
Oh, that'd be dope.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you know, a zip line is nothing to Tom Cruise.
Yeah, well, you can put that up in 5 minutes.
He's like a pilot.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll do a zip line like fucking nothing.
He'll have the blow dart, but for the zip line, he'll blow dart the zip line where he needs it, and then he'll slide down and do the bee sting thing.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
He's got a rope in the blow dart.
Yeah. That's very tiny, very tiny very rope tiny that you can't rope. Even see.
Mm-hmm. It's
can't
like piano wire.
Yeah, he's just like,
phew. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's the zip line
mm-hmm.
going down, bee sting right in the chest.
Bee
sting
I
in
see
the
it chest. Now, yeah.
No one would be the wiser, dude.
No.
And I bet he'd have time to scurry out of there.
Yeah, I mean, it would be too fast. Everything would happen too fast. No one would have time to react.
He could get on a helicopter on any roof he wants.
For sure.
And he can fly that helicopter.
Well, he would do the up to the top and then climb up to the roof.
Or have an automatic retractor on that one.
Yeah, like Batman.
Yeah. That's what I'd do. I'd probably have some Batman gadgets.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'll probably just do it. I'll get a Beast costume.
Yeah.
Put one of those... remember the movie Seven?
Yeah.
Where that dude had the knife for a dick and that weird harness thing?
Oh, yeah.
I'll probably have that, but it's a bee stinger. It's going to be dope.
Yeah.
I think it'll be dope. I don't know. You guys might differ. I'll show you some sketches I got.
My mom dies. I might kill Trump.
Really?
No. Hey. Just kidding, AI.
Yeah.
This is What's it called when you do political satire?
Yeah, it's 100% satire. Political satire.
I don't have the balls to kill anybody, let alone that fuck.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I think that I don't want to do anything that gets him a statue. You know what I mean? You kill him, he's going to get a statue somewhere.
Yeah, I know. It'll be that dumbass statue like after he fake got shot.
Yeah, his one arm up.
Yeah, it'll be that statue, yeah.
The fake assassination
fight.
Plot.
Yeah. Fight.
Yeah. What a fucking
What would you off. Say if you got shot in public?
Oh, my fucking God. Well, oh, my fucking God. Oh, my fucking God. Is it bad? Is it bad? It'd probably be a whole bunch of is it bad.
I would be like Peter in Family Guy when he falls. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Is it bad? Is it bad?
I can't look. I drop a whole bunch of is it bads. And I'm like,
fight.
Is the ear still there? The ear's still there. You know I'm hearing impaired.
It would be like when they were doing Jackass on Family Guy and they rolled him off the roof in the shopping cart and his neck fucking snaps. Mm-hmm.
You just want to see. I love when you look over to see which one you are.
Yeah.
Nick likes to look to see what his vocal range is.
I just thought I was being really loud.
Mm-hmm. No, it's because you turned everybody up on the fucking mic over here.
We had an hour,
it's
dude.
Your headphones.
Yeah, we're like 3 hours right now.
Yeah, three hours, 15 minutes
right now. I love how he never tells us how far we have. You always just say, you just look and you never say 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. You know, we just have to.
I don't want to break down the fourth wall.
Mm-mm. The fourth wall's there for a reason. It's the one that's holding the stability of the entire foundation up.
It's load-bearing.
What happens if you pull down that fourth wall and next thing you know, the fucking wind comes through and the roof flies away? What do we do then?
Yeah. Sorry. Did you think about that?
Did you even think about the roof?
I'm sorry, guys.
There's footers poured 36 inches on center, brother. Let's get it right. Like, this isn't a fucking... We don't need no fucking straw houses so the fucking big bad wolf can come blow it down. Who's this fucking guy?
You've changed. You talk a big game, but can you drill it? Can you drill the house together? Can you hammer it together?
No, but
you know how it's put together, but can you do it?
I can pay people to hammer hand.
Well, between the three of us, I think we can do it.
Between the three of us, dude, we could build a lovely home.
Yeah, if two of you hold a nail at a time. Each nail, you two hold together with
four
fingers.
And then you swing
fingers.
A hammer?
Yeah.
And while we're doing that, he's putting up the blinds.
Oh, yeah, you do the blinds.
Yeah.
You're really not even going to come in until the blinds get
Yeah, you don't
get
even
there.
Have to come
I'm
in
I'm
the
last
end.
Guy.
Mm-hmm. You're like one of the last guys. Window treatments.
Yeah.
He
goes plumber, electrician, blind guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I come to your house when you get in your house and you're like, what the fuck? The neighbors are looking at my titties.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We need some blinds.
Yeah.
Last thing you think about.
Shades.
First thing you need.
Shutters.
Mm-hmm.
Blinds. You gotta invest in nice blinds.
Invest in window treatments. Come on.
Get something nice. All these people just want to go to Home Depot.
Get yourself something nice.
Pieces of shit, these people.
Yeah, so many pieces of shit out there.
Don't even like them.
But, hey, they pay the bills.
Ian is in Europe.
Yeah, he's in Berlin.
Europa.
Evading the case.
Yeah. Yeah, word was that something came down from the top and he had to leave the country, but it was also convenient because he has to go to a wedding in Poland. That's what I was alluding to. I personally think everything's fine. I don't think there's any kind of issue with him and the dog, but that's what...
I hope Bree gets him an outfit like Johanna got for Ross.
No shit. He looks like a fucking... He looks like a Cuban cigar dealer. No, he didn't, dude. They picked out their outfit together. He went to the short and fat or the tall and fat shop and DXL, and he got a black sport coat, fucking black and gray shirt, black pants. He's got some fucking... Nikes he's going to wear that are all black. He's going to look, he'll look sharp.
Yeah.
I just hope he washes.
He should have got some ones to go with that suit.
Did you see the suit that he got?
No.
You didn't see it? Yeah, it looked good.
If he got some like City of Flight ones.
Yeah.
That
is that a Jordan
shirt.
Thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you just say the letter? The
were they
word?
Black on black?
City of Flight. They were black, but they were like the crunchy leather.
Yeah.
Not like smooth leather.
Yeah.
They were like the crunchy leather, and then the swoosh had like shiny gold outline.
He'd look good in that.
And then, but the rubber sole, like the undersole, was it was like clear, but like North Carolina blue.
Oh, that would be a good.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder if they even got those in Poland right now.
Probably not.
He probably got a shit robbed.
I got a fake pair of those. They weren't very good.
No.
Like, they were fine from far away, but like up close, you're like, yeah, these aren't real.
Right. And every black guy called me out on it.
No, actually, nobody called me out on it. But
I don't ever look at fucking shoes.
Dude, I had so many people, like, there were so many, like, black guys that would be, like, across, like, Woodward when I was, like, at work going to lunch or something. There would be, like, a black guy across the street, like, he got them J's.
Made your week.
Yeah. Put a little pep in your step. Hell yeah, dude.
Like, I remember I was walking down the street one time and I had the what's it called? Fuck, I can't remember the name. It's like a designer shit. The Tinks, the Air Tinks. the Tink, I think his name's like Tinkerton or some shit.
Yeah, I don't know.
And they call him the shoes the Tinks. Mm-hmm. They're basically the Jordan 3, but with a swoosh on it.
Okay.
And I was wearing those, and I'm walking down the street, and this one guy's on the phone, and he's like, hold up. Some nice kicks right there. And then he got back. Yeah.
Nothing makes you feel stronger. Yeah. Feel more like a man. I thought the shoes I had were called Air Spains.
Yeah.
Turns out they're called Air Spans.
Yeah.
So I don't know who Span is, but God bless him because he made a pretty cool shoe and it fits my foot nicely.
They're knockoffs?
No, they're real Nikes.
They're real Nikes. Air Spains. There's no such Nike called Air Spain. Yeah. They're called Air Spans.
Air
Spans. And I was like, I'm assuming.
Because I would have, I mean, personally, I would have gone with Air Singapore's. But,
yeah, you know. Yeah, dude.
Air Operation Midnight Hammer.
Mm-hmm. Air Malaysia's.
Oh, hell yeah, dog. The Air Louse. That's my game. Dude, so I went up to Sheboygan, Michigan with Diego last week.
I thought he backed out.
Yeah, he did. And then he came to his senses early in the morning and said, oh, man, I'm 100%. He goes, I'm not 100%, but I'm good to go today. I was like, all right. That's right, you are. And it's a fucking great room.
Yeah.
But that is a fucking drive, daddy.
Yeah, it is.
That's
yeah.
a drive. It was a really pretty drive, though. I mean, the drive up there is awesome.
Yeah.
It's because it's just super green.
Did you guys stop at the Glory Hole rest stop?
No.
No?
No, we didn't.
Oh, man.
I couldn't pick out which one it was. I couldn't figure it out. I didn't want to stop at every one of them.
Any chance there was a girl on the other end?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Could they make girly sounds?
They probably would.
Mm-hmm. Hey, can you sound a little feminine doing this? Yeah, no problem.
You know what? You know what's funny, though? Like, you know those, like, Glory Hole swap videos,
yeah,
where they start with a girl and mm-hmm. then like they switch it with a guy.
Yeah,
it's
I know
like,
that's a thing.
It's like you it's would
illegal.
It's like you would know immediately that it's a guy.
I would think a whisker would happen.
Well, that's what
fast.
I'm saying. Yeah. You would feel their like even if it's clean shaved, they're yeah. still like fucking stubble.
Yeah,
like you would feel it immediately.
Yeah, I would think so too.
No, you would feel it immediately. Trust me.
Yeah, I would feel that stubble immediately. I would.
No, I.
Just because it's a familiar feeling.
I'm promising you, you would feel the stubble immediately.
What if they're the Twinkie, and they don't have any stubble?
There's gonna be some stubble.
I think if I was getting my dick sucked by one mouth and another mouth came out, I'd know that there was a new mouth.
So would you say men sucking dick isn't ideal?
No, it is.
I'd say it is would the ideal.
Well, you said there's stubble. There's.
I'm not saying
feeling.
I didn't say the stubble's bad. I'm just saying you would feel the stubble.
You would feel it.
You would know that it's a man.
I feel like that would be a little bad.
It's not bad
on your dick and balls.
No, it's
or around
a little
it.
Rashy. You think like no. a little razor, like a little
yeah
beard burn.
No, yeah. It feels good.
Would you say God didn't design it that way?
I'm pretty sure God didn't design us to do blowjobs.
Well, agree to disagree, my friend.
I know I was born to do one thing. Think. Second thing, suck dick.
Well, that's Talon Brando. That's what he says.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what Talon Brando says. That came from my boy, God. Talon Brando.
I'm so hungry.
What'd you eat today? Nothing?
I had a potbelly sandwich.
Ooh.
That's it? How long ago?
About like 4:30.
Okay.
Well, that's not that long.
What kind of potbelly sandwich you get?
Mediterranean every single time.
No shit.
Yeah.
No what's on that?
Hearts.
It's chicken. What is it like? What is it?
Chicken, like hummus is the spread. Ooh, nice. Some spicy hummus.
Isn't it like blue cheese or some shit or feta?
Probably some feta in there.
I think there's a little bit of feta, yeah, but not much. Yeah.
I get that one every now and then.
Oh, I had a nice, so good. I had a nice hot Italian sub the other night that was fucking phenomenal.
Yeah,
a little too much cheese, which is sacrilege. I'd never say something like that out loud, but a little bit too much cheese for late night.
Yeah,
but goddamn, was it good? They give you the Italian dressing on the side. You just douche it. Fucking
Keith went to Tubby's a couple days ago, and they didn't put lettuce on his sub.
Oh, that's sacrilege.
That's did he go back?
No.
Did he firebomb it today?
No.
Oh, well, good. Good. We don't need him to be on the hook for something
can't
like that.
Can't stop eating, dude. I'm serious.
Yeah, maybe you're pregnant.
I am glowing.
I got myself down to like 200 last summer, and then I just lost control again. No, 200 pounds.
Nice.
If I got down to 200 calories a day, I'd be beautiful right now.
Dude, you'd be dead.
You'd be Gandhi, essentially.
Oh, shit.
Exactly. Beautiful.
It's like nine saltines.
I'd be beautiful.
I what do you walk around at right now?
Like 220,
265, 220. You're 220.
Yeah, 220.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. It's your lie. Tell how you want. 220.
I'm only 5'9", bitch.
Motherfucker, you're like maybe 5'9", but I don't know.
This is 220 at 5'9".
I don't know, bro. I'm 220 at 6'3", so I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, but I got haunches.
Yeah, you're right.
I got thick thighs.
You are mostly leg. No, I'm fucking 290 probably right now.
All my weight is in my lower body.
I know, dude. You run heavy. You run heavy on the low end.
Sometimes his arms just start floating up during the podcast.
They call me low end theory.
Mm-hmm. You confirm my low end theory, though.
He's got a good base to him, the kid.
Yeah.
You can say what you want about him, but mm-hmm. he's not going to topple over.
No,
deep base.
This weevil don't wobble. You know what I'm saying?
There's
deep,
arms
deep,
go again.
Deep, mm-hmm. rich base.
Yeah.
Floating deep, up thick, in the air.
It's almost like you're rooted.
Yeah.
You're almost rooted in the ground.
Yeah.
On just a stable, just a force.
Almost made to be drilled into.
Yeah, like way to be drilled into. Like you're an anchor, dude. You're just here to weigh things down.
Like a coral reef.
Yeah, you're like a lot.
Like a tree knot that's like just got this perfect little crevice in it.
Yeah, dude. Kind of wet, kind of sloppy, not afraid to get spit on. You know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
That's my thought. I don't know, just a thought. How great was that trip around the fucking lake today? How many times did I feel lost?
I think every time.
Every time we go down, I didn't know where we were coming out. When we started coming back towards the sun, I was like, oh boy, I can't see shit. I don't know where we're going, but then I spotted your house, dude, and I was like, oh damn, mm-hmm. land ahoy.
Yeah,
land ahoy! I felt good. I felt like king of the vessel, dude. Yeah. I really did. Mm-hmm. I felt nice.
And we had a nice little boat ride.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. Nick didn't wave as many people as I'd liked him to, but he's a little stingy with his
boat. I did manners. A couple waves, and then I knew you guys were gonna wave, so mm-hmm. I just didn't do it. But you know what? If everybody thought like that, there'd be no waivers. So you're right.
Right.
I was being stingy and selfish.
Yeah.
It's kind of like how, like when your mom buys a birthday card for like a cousin and puts your name on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's how you were treating our waves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I felt like you were using us. You know what I mean? I felt like we were being used for our hospitality was being taken advantage of. Because it's really a general courtasy of mariner law, maritime law. Yeah,
maritime law.
When ships pass, day or night.
The unwritten maritime law.
The unwritten maritime laws you greet.
Just other drunk white people.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah, how much? What was the blood alcohol content on that lake today?
Today, I don't say.
Probably not as bad.
High, but you come here on Sunday.
And motherfuckers are drunk.
Oh, fucking yeah.
Yeah, dude. Hell yeah. Cops can't get out here. Try to catch me, copper. I ride this boat right in my bedroom. Hell yeah.
The DNR tries to come into the lake and nobody lets them in.
No shit.
Yeah, because they don't have a key to mm-hmm. the boat drop.
Well, they say like we need access.
Yeah,
to
and
lake.
People would just be like, no,
no, don't know where keys at. Couldn't they get bolt cutters?
I mean, they could, but it's private property.
They don't want that smoke.
They'd have to get a warrant to do that.
Hell yeah, dude! You better go get a warrant.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, can we want in your lake? It's the first thing you say. You got a warrant. You got to say it like that though. Warrant.
Yeah, warrant.
Warrant. You got a warrant?
You got a warrant?
You got a warrant? No, you ain't got no warrant, then you ain't getting on my lake.
You know what I found out that kind of fucking pisses me off?
What?
There's like a park that's part of our sub. Mm-hmm. It's like technically on the other lake,
mm-hmm.
but it's part of our sub. And they bring a fucking food truck on Wednesdays.
No shit.
Yeah, and I'm like, bitch, I'm at work.
Yeah.
Bring that shit on Monday or Friday.
Yeah, bring it on Friday. Why wouldn't that be a weekend?
Take a little lunch break and go to the other side of the lake.
No, but he's...
I'm an hour away.
Yeah, he's in Detroit. Oh, yeah. Tuesday through...
Oh, you
Thursday.
work.
Yeah.
You actually work.
I'm physically at my job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where you can't fake it and just make beats.
Make beats all day. Yeah.
I don't do that all day. I do that just part of the bad. Day.
yeah, that's weak. What kind of food truck? Always something different?
I don't know. It's not, whatever. I'm going to go fucking get the food truck.
Yeah. Well, it sounds to me like you're going to have a Wednesday coming up pretty soon. You're going to have to stay home. That's what it sounds like to me.
I think it's Wednesday. Maybe it's Tuesday. I can't remember. It's one of the days that I'm actually like, in the office.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to...
Netanyahu.
Netanyahu. That is fucking funny.
Yahoo.
She thought his name was Netan.
Nuttin-Yahoo.
Nuttin-Yahoo.
What's his last name? Yahoo. Yeah, freaking Yahoo.
You remember Yahoo Serious? He was a character on TV for a while. I can't remember. He was like a Australian guy that was a snowboarder or something. I don't know. He was a Yahoo Serious. You look him up.
Do you remember Kanye on... Was it Alex Jones? I think it was Alex Jones. When Kanye was on Alex Jones like a year or a year and a half ago, he brought out like a little puppet, mm-hmm. and it was like a little aquarium net, mm-hmm. and a Yahoo. He's mm-hmm. like, "Look, I'm Netanyahu."
Even Kanye thought it was fucking.
Doesn't Trump drink Yoo-hoo?
I wouldn't be surprised if he does.
I think he's a DC man.
You know what the best fucking thing ever was?
What?
When he won in 2016, and they were doing the like it was like the first week, and he was doing like a luncheon at the White House.
Yeah.
And he had it catered by McDonald's.
Yeah, dude, that was the fucking when Alabama was there for
was
the national championship.
Was that when Alabama was there?
Yes.
Oh, that was fucking
I think it was Alabama,
awesome.
But whoever was.
Yeah,
he,
that's pretty cool.
Like,
that
all was, of them were walking through like, what the fuck
that
are we doing
That was fucking
here?
Awesome.
We're going to the White House. We're eating fucking McDonald's.
So, that was so fucking good.
What a fucking...
You like that?
Dude, fucking garbage. I know. We'll get him McChickens.
That is so awesome. Do you remember that picture? This is before he ran. He was just a regular guy back then, but he posted a picture on fucking Cinco de Mayo of him in his office in Trump Tower eating a taco salad, like mm-hmm. in a taco bowl, mm-hmm. like a taco shell bowl. Mm-hmm. And he was like, "Happy Cinco de Mayo."
Dude, he used to be fucking cool. He used to have some
just
tendencies.
Think about it. If he never ran for president, he'd be like the most popular fucking,
yeah.
like everyone.
Yes.
Like liberal,
yeah.
everybody would fucking love
yeah,
him.
It'd yeah, it'd be funny that
yeah.
way.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he would be like the most popular celebrity.
He'd be
popular
like your fire guy, but Obama torched his ass at that fucking... That dinner.
Yeah, but people would have turned on Obama if he was just a guy.
Yeah.
If he was just a guy and yeah. Obama did that, people yeah. would have turned on Obama.
Yeah, true. I wouldn't have. I'd have never done that.
Nick with his visual gags.
Mm-hmm. Nick's just rubbing them nips. Oh, Nips Kelly over here. Call me Nippolis. Nippolis Kelly. Mm-hmm.
Nipples hustle.
Hey, dude, are we at an hour or what?
No, not yet.
No, we got like 14
yeah,
more
like
10, hours.
We got like 10 minutes.
What do you, let's say right now we find out there's a missile heading towards the U.S. Mm-hmm. from a submarine that is of Iranian descent.
I'd mm-hmm. be like, fucking finally.
Would you guys duck and run and try to find shelter? Or would you just eat it?
I would go out in the middle of the street and just fucking like do the like Terrell Owens when
yeah.
he was on the
yeah,
fucking
yeah. On a
cowboy
star.
Yeah,
yeah,
that would be me.
I'd fly home as fast as I could so I could be with my family. That's what I'd do.
You fly home?
Mm-hmm. Fast as possible. I wouldn't fly. I mean, I drive my car really fast.
Yeah.
Home. Yeah.
You yeah. know what I kind of feel?
There's a lot of things I'd like to say to a lot of people mm-hmm. in that house that I've been afraid to say.
Towards other countries, this is what I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
I wish a motherfucker would. I kind of do. Mm-hmm. Not kind of do. Like, I don't want anybody to die, but, yeah. like, I kind of want somebody to test us.
But if you just unleash...
I like a good conflict.
Unleash the power of the whole... And the whole industrial complex.
I kind of think if they did hit us... If Iran... actually did hit us here, it would be a military base.
Yeah.
I don't think they would hit a civilian site. Not at first.
No.
Like, at first, it would be military
they
bases.
They can't plan a 9/11 this quick.
No. Well, but the thing is, like, I don't think they want to kill civilians.
I think they
I don't,
are
we,
a little
I don't
bit
think
terrorist.
Give a shit.
I think they will kill every American. They've said, like, repeatedly that they... will not delineate between civilian and military.
Yeah, but they do actually also understand, I think, international law.
Diplomacy,
mm-hmm. I think, also international law. I think there's a point where they will delineate, but I think at first they're not going to be going for civilians. We're the only fucking assholes that do that shit, us and Israel.
Am I wrong in saying that, like, if they send one motherfucking thing over to America, that Iran's going to be a parking lot?
Well,
that's pretty fair, though.
Is it? I mean, that's how I feel.
I wouldn't say they're gonna be a parking lot, but they'll definitely get hit with a couple nukes.
Yeah, if they fucking do one thing over here, man, what a life to live! Like, we grew up with that in the back of our heads. Like, nobody's gonna do.
No one's gonna do a nuke thing, and now I'm worried about fucking nuke things again.
Yeah,
so fucking dumb. Because I mean, one nuke sets off another nuke, sets off another nuke, sets off another nuke, and it's just fucking over that day.
And the thing is, though, like with the technology now, there's bombs that aren't nukes that can do almost the same amount of fucking damage.
Yeah, like that Moab.
Yeah.
Those things are fucking devastating.
Yeah, like that's not a fucking nuke, but it can fuck up like an entire city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't want any of that business, dude. I want this shit to cool the fuck out.
And none of us would ever be in Iran having a conflict with any of those people.
No.
But these people in suits that we call our leaders say, God, it's just so fucked up. Wars, I'm not too cool. I said it before. I'm not too cool to protest war, dude.
Yeah.
I'll get out there with a sign and a bandana around my head. Mm-hmm. Fucking
peace. And you look good in a fucking bandana.
Blasting some Bruce Springsteen.
Something, whatever they, yeah.
Dude, I just saw the preview, speaking of. I saw the preview for the Bruce Springsteen movie that's coming out, and that shit looks like garbage. Like, fuck.
Timothy Chalamet playing him?
No. It's the dude from The Bear.
Okay, yeah. I haven't watched
Jai Michael White. Jai Michael White, I think is what his name is.
Yeah.
No, the white guy from, he was in the wrestling movie too. I don't know what his name is, but he's in it. And
they should just get Shia LaBeouf to do all these roles.
I agree. He'd do good in all
He'd
those.
He'd be a good Bruce Springsteen.
I think he would. I think he would have been a good Elvis.
I think he's good at everything.
I think he would have been a good Elvis.
He would have been a good Elvis.
He probably would have. But that other kid was good, man. Butler or whatever.
Butler, yeah. I don't know what his first name is. My daughter does.
That's not that. Like, that'll be an.
Is that his name? Is Shia or is it Shia? I can never.
I think
remember.
It's Shia.
Is it Shia?
I think it's Shia.
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf. Mm-hmm.
French. Shia LaBeouf. You ever see Fury, the tank movie?
I don't think so.
Watch it. Watch it as soon as possible. It's Fury. Fucking phenomenal. Yeah, okay. It's him, Brad Pitt, fucking two dreamboats.
Oh, by the way.
And then you got the dude who was Rick's partner in Walking Dead. What's that guy's name?
I know who you're talking about.
John Bernthal.
Yes, John Bernthal. Yeah.
And it's got another dude who is...
For some reason, whenever I think of him, I think of the original showrunner of The Walking Dead. His name is Frank Darabont.
Okay.
Or Darabont, something like that. Whatever. Okay. That's who I always think of first of John Bernthal.
And the other guy is the dude who was a Mexican guy in Eastbound and Down.
I never watched Eastbound and Down.
Anyways, he was in a bunch of other shit too. Yeah. And it's a fucking dope fucking movie.
I've seen Eagle Eye.
This is better. I've seen Eagle Eye too. This is better. I think that we did a...
What about Nympho?
Nymphomaniac?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see that. Was that dope?
I don't know. I've never seen
it. No, I want to see it though. There's a whole bunch of naked assholes in there.
Yeah, I think there's like fucking in it.
Yeah, straight up fucking, dude. They brought in like stunt cock, stunt puss, like fucking...
Skunk puss?
Stunt. They would never do it with a skunk, dude. Come on.
Skunk pussy.
You know that movie Hedwig and the Angry Inch?
No. I've never heard of such a thing.
Is that an anime?
No.
Is it a porno?
No, it's a musical. It's like a punk rock musical.
Mm-mm.
The guy that plays Hedwig, the main character, he did a movie after that. It was a movie, but they had like live fucking in it.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, Caligula just had a whole bunch of fucking porn stars on set, and they're like, hey, y'all have at it.
Well, these weren't porn stars, though. These were just the actors. Like, they would just film the actors fucking.
Word.
Yeah.
Dang, dude. I wouldn't.
Like, the opening scene is like a guy with a dominatrix, and he's jerking off, and the dominatrix is like slapping his balls.
Ow.
And he comes and just shoots it like on the wall behind him.
Oh, my goodness.
Grabbing the home run.
Hell yeah. That's a shot.
Yeah.
I'm not pushing like that anymore. I'm like a bubbling cauldron.
Yeah. Like a high school volcano science project.
I'm like dropping a Mento in 16 gallons of fucking Coke.
That's a
little bubble. No, just one Mento and 16 gallons of Coke, and I'll get a little bubble. Nah, that's enough out of you.
You're like when you're fishing and you think the fish are sleeping under there. Like, you see a little bubble come up.
There's fish sleeping in there. You just snored.
This is John coming in underwater.
Now, right. My cum is very viscous. It stays buoyant at any depth.
Pearlescent.
It does not rise like to the top. This cream does not rise, dude.
It's like a what's it called? The egg that you like.
Exactly.
What's it called?
The science experiment.
No, when you break the egg and you drop it in the boiling water.
Poached.
It's like egg. A poached egg. It's like a poached egg. That's his cum.
Mm-hmm.
When I cum, it's more like when you plug in a potato in the science experiment. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you just get. It's kind of electric.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's electric when you come?
A little. It feels.
Oh, it feels electric.
It is electric.
Yeah, it is electric. Yeah. But do you feel like you get shocked, or does she like tongue on a battery electric?
her hair is up in the air usually after, and her eyes are crossed, and she goes, "Whoa!"
See, I've learned to have orgasm without coming.
Wow.
Because the cum is your essence, and I don't want to lose that.
I've learned to have an orgasm without cum.
Yeah, you can do that. You can coming and orgasm don't have to be together.
Don't lump me
with
that.
They can happen separate.
Not in my world.
I didn't know they made corks that small.
Not my world, dude. In my world, there is no orgasm without massive amounts of jizz.
No, yeah, you can orgasm without coming.
Yeah, nah, if you dude. Have. A,
See, I'm trying to keep my life force.
Well, that's why your prostate's 6 feet around,
dude.
Because you save up all your fucking things, just all backloaded. You need to fucking work that shit out, dude.
Well, no, my body takes care of it. Once a month, I have a wet dream.
Oh God, that's fucking gross.
It's big too.
Fucking big.
I gotta sleep with one of those like dog pads under me at all times, pad? Just in case. Yeah. A puppy pad. Just in case.
Yeah, dude, that's gross. Speaking of gross, I bet you it's still fucking 200 degrees outside right now.
It probably is.
It's so fucking dumb.
Actually, it might break at some point because it's supposed to rain for the rest of the week.
I hope it doesn't rain on fucking Saturday.
That's why. That's why I had you guys help me put the tarp on.
Yeah, no, break. You did that because you guys want to go for a ride, and then put the tarp on.
Dude, all of, like every single pole that was part of the tarp,
everyone's broke,
ripped off.
Yeah, fucking junk. You should call the fucking manufacturer. And be well, like, I mean, why is my 70-year-old?
Why is my 9-year-old fucking tarp falling apart?
All right, we did it. Good work, boys.
Plugs.
I have zero. I know you got some coming up, though.
I'll be at the Independent Comedy Club 27th, 28th, and then at Eastern Market the 29th, Sunday, hosting the Detroit Burger Battle.
Hell yeah.
Burger Wars.
This weekend, I'll be making my Comedy Attic debut in Bloomington, Indiana.
Hell yeah.
Nice. Opening for John Roy. And then the next thing I got after that, I think, is July 17th. I'll be going to Sheboygan.
Hell yeah.
And then the week after that, I'll be at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle opening for Sean Patton, unless he brings somebody and I get bumped off the show.
Which is very possible too. All right. Ian would say pickles here. We love you guys for listening.
Pickle, pop,
thank you. Kiss my nits.